Polls are open for the primary election until 7:30. Alliance City Council has two contested primaries. In Ward 3, Councilmember Ed Lonis faces primary challenger Logan Kelleher. The winner will face Democrat Jessica Rizzolatti in the general election. Council at-large members Chris Bugera, Jennifer Kiko, and Philip Mastriani are challenged by the Reverend Joshua Smith. Three of the four will advance. The winners will face Democrat Jorge Mendoza in November. Stark County Children's Services is asking for approval of a 1.4 mil levy to replace one passed in 2019. The current levy, which is expiring, raises about $12.6 million a year. The replacement would raise roughly $18.7 million. The makeup of the Housing Oversight Board for the City of Alliance received mixed reviews Monday. It's part of the rental property regulations passed by council last month. The five members are appointed by the mayor and include a council member, landlord, tenant, and mayor, and safety service director.
I put a good group of citizens on it, even though they were councilmen. They do a great job, and we're thankful to have them on.
Mayor Andy Grove wants to appoint council members Sheila Cherry, Philip Mastriani, and Cindy King as council member, landlord, and tenant, respectively. Council member Chris Bugera believes this shows a lack of transparency. Grove says he will reconsider the appointments as requested by Councilman Ed Lonis. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office has identified skeletal remains found in Akron as those of a Canton man reported missing in August 2024. Dental records were used to identify the remains as 22-year-old Xavier Menefee. Akron police were called Friday afternoon to a homeless encampment in the 300 block of Silver Street. Officers found the remains in a fire pit and nearby area. They were taken to the medical examiner's lab, where further examination and studies were performed. Proceedings are underway for the trial of a man charged in a fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying students from Tuskegee Valley local schools. 63-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville has pleaded not guilty to charges including aggravated vehicular homicide. The case is being heard in Licking County Common Pleas Court. He was driving a truck on I-70 in November 2023 when it rear-ended an SUV and a bus carrying 54 band members and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley. Three students died, as well as three adults in the vehicle between the semi and bus. 18 others were injured in the wreck. McDonald's defense attorney says his client was driving reasonably and the bus had a hard braking incident before the collision. Prosecutors say he was speeding and not paying attention. A criminal charge was filed against a Youngstown woman accused of pandering obscenity involving a minor. 18-year-old Melanie Neville allegedly sent a screenshot of a 17-year-old girl having sex with a male. She also sent nude photos of the girl. The child's mother reportedly told police Neville sent the photos to at least four people. Neville was arraigned by video in Mahoning County Court Monday. Steward Healthcare System is the subject of a letter to Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. Warren Mayor Doug Franklin sent the letter late last month asking the state to investigate Steward for possible Medicare fraud. Insight Foundation took over Steward assets during its bankruptcy proceedings in September. Franklin says Medicaid, Medicare, and other government funds needed to operate the former Trumbull Regional Medical Center are being held by Steward. The hospital furloughed staff members due to the lack of funding. Franklin accuses Steward of restricting access to a bank account where the funds are kept and using the money to pay itself and vendors. Renovations of Kilcawley Center on the campus of Youngstown State University are getting underway. The 50-year-old facility will be modernized during a multi-phase project with completion scheduled for fall 2027. Several restaurants and all meeting spaces, which closed Monday, will remain off-limits until May 11th. There will be additional closures during renovations slated for this summer. A man has been sentenced to more than 9 years in prison for drug trafficking in Warren. 51-year-old Eric Rivers was handed the sentence Monday in federal court. He pleaded guilty in January to charges in an 11-count indictment issued in March 2024. The indictment said Rivers sold cocaine, crack cocaine, and fentanyl from a home on Charles Avenue from September to November of 2021. He also had a semi-automatic pistol, even though he was barred from having a firearm due to a 2003 conviction in Trumbull County for aggravated robbery and kidnapping. A building in Jewett got the attention of Harrison County law enforcement after reports of smells coming from the building. Officers found over 30 dead animals inside. According to police, the residence hasn't been occupied for the last couple of weeks. The sheriff's office has completed a portion of the investigation, and the case is now moving forward, with officers waiting for charges to be filed by the grand jury. Patrolman Matthew McMahon says there were animal carcasses inside. There was supposed to be somebody that was feeding the dogs, which ended up being false information. Inside, there were a total of 35 carcasses found and 13 surviving animals. The prosecutor will determine what charges will be filed. An Indiana man died when his private airplane crashed Monday night in rural Ashland County. 72-year-old Gary Wolfelt of West Lafayette was the only person in the single-engine plane when it went down in the woods around 7:40 p.m. in the area of State Route 89 and Jackson Township Road 902. That's according to the Ashland Post of the Highway Patrol. Troopers were assisted at the scene by the Ashland County Sheriff's Office, the Polk Jackson Perry Fire District, Ashland County Coroner's Office, NTSB, and the FAA. The incident remains under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.